theme comes across very, very clearly. A couple of things on our worship service for this morning, and just in general, the propers are on the inside of our bulletin, readings are on the back, brief outline of service is on the edge. We've done this a couple of times in the past, but when it comes to the introit, the choir will be singing a part of the introit, and I grabbed the wrong bulletin. Sorry about that, folks. That was a wonderful bulletin for Saturday or last Wednesday night. You'll see that the choir is singing the first part or the antiphon, and then when it gets to the Gloria Patri, it'll be the traditional Gloria Patri out of Divine Service setting 3. We'll also be singing the gradual, which is down on the bottom, same chant tone. And the probably the biggest thing is we generally sing the Alleluia before the Gospel, and there is supposed to be a verse for each Sunday in the year. It's a Bible verse, and the choir will be singing the verse, and the Alleluia that we'll be singing today is hymn number... Help me out, I don't have my reading glasses here, folks. 952, thank you. 952. So, Connie, can you play 952 so that everybody gets that tune in their head? 952. Okay, so that's the tune for the Alleluia. Very festive, very joyous. And so 952, that will be the congregation sung part for the Alleluia. Is that good enough explanation, Ashley? Thank you. Okay. I think that's all the announcements. Our opening hymn is number 761, Rock of Ages. Following that hymn, Divine Service Setting 3. 184 and following, we'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we have many cares and worries in our world. You have given us a mind, the ability to think and to reason. You have given us our body, our soul. You've given us gift after gift. And yet all too often, the cares and worries of this world overwhelm us. We put too much value on the things of this world and not enough value on the giver of all good things. Heavenly Father, expose our sinful anxiety and worry today and replace it with a fear, love, and trust in you above all things. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Oh, before we sing our opening hymn, thanks. We have been, with regard to the reception of the Lord's Supper, we have been out here in no man's land since we came back on May 10. Today, thanks for bringing that up, today we'll be moving back to the altar rail. And again, whether it's individual, if you rode together, families or whatever together, and we'll be ushering down the same way and just socially distance at the rail. That should speed up the communion process considerably. Don't anticipate any issues. You don't have to kneel. You're welcome to kneel if you want. But we pray that this will help us and aid us as we continue to move more and more back to normal with regard to our worship. I think that's all. Let's sing our opening hymn, number 761.
Divine Service Setting 3, page 184. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth?
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This time we sing together the introit as it is printed in our bulletin.
Thank you. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace to all men.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O Lord, we implore you, let your continual pity cleanse and defend your church. And because she cannot continue in safety without your aid, preserve her evermore by your help and goodness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the 15th Sunday after Trinity is from 1 Kings chapter 17. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel, that I may drink." And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering a couple of sticks, that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said. But first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me, and afterward make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty, until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did as Elijah said. And she and he and her household ate for many days. The jar of flour was not spent, neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing our gradual as found in the bulletin.
Thank you.
epistle is from Galatians, chapters 5 and 6. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Alleluia in the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel, according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to a span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'What shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." This is the Gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven.
You may be seated as we sing our hymn of the day, 760, What God Ordains is Always Good. Please note that the choir will sing verses 1 and 4. Number 760.
Thank you.
Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning, the gospel reading, part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6, 24 to 34, especially these words. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So far our text, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, it's been roughly 6 months since all of the pandemic things have been around us individually, families, communities, individual states, our country, and the world. And one of the things that has happened over the last 6 months or so is that people have avoided going to the doctor. Unless you're really, 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 really sick, people have avoided going to the doctor. Why? Because they don't want to get sick from somebody else. Doctors' offices have come up with all kinds of ways to examine and treat you without face-to-face contact. Maybe it's telecare. Maybe it's a Zoom meeting. Maybe it's a separate entrance for people without certain ailments to kind of sneak into the doctor's office the back way. People have, for the last 6 months, been postponing their surgeries. Why? Well, they don't want to get more sick than the surgery is supposed to cure. It's happening everywhere. Well, guess what, folks? Today is the day. Today is the day where the doctor's appointment is happening. And it's not only an examination. It's a full-blown surgery. Open heart surgery for you today. God, the great physician of body and soul, has us on the operating table. He has laid us bare. There is no avoiding it. Jesus, the great physician, says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or we will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Open heart surgery. God has us spread open and he is examining our heart. And what do you think he finds? Well, of course he finds sin. He finds hearts that are corrupted. He finds hearts that are idolatrous. He finds hearts that are sick, sick with sin. God has opened us up and laid us bare. You cannot serve God and, our text says, money. The original is mammon, and mammon is more than money. Mammon is all your stuff. It's anything that God has given you that you can turn into an idol. Any person, any place, anything, any idea. So, God has laid us bare, and he sees our divided loyalties. He sees how we have taken the things of this world and turned them into gods. So, what's the most important thing for you? Where do you spend your time? Where do you spend your money? Where do you spend your energy? That's probably a pretty clear indication right there. All of us are like little idol factories. Our heart cranks out more false gods and more false idols than any assembly line in Detroit cranking out new vehicles. It's almost like a flavor of the month. What is our God now? What is our God today? What is the most important thing in our lives? If you live in the state of Nebraska, you've gotten a pretty clear indication what is the most important thing for many, if not most, of the residents of this state. Headlines, national news, our athletic director: Nebraska needs football. I don't know, we haven't had it the last several weeks. You're still alive. My friends, how easy it is to get sucked in by the devil, the world, or our own sinful flesh, to take our focus off of the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He and He alone is the giver of all good gifts, including sports, kept in their proper perspective. But what do? We get so enamored with the gift that we forget to give thanks to the giver. Jesus uses three examples in our text. He talks about what we eat, what we wear, how long we live. These are the things that we worry about and fret about. The word here is anxious. We have an anxiety crisis going on in our world today. People are anxious about everything. Fixated worry. Worry about a specific thing. The problem is, so many things have happened in the last 6 months, our heads are spinning because we can't even be fixated in our worry. We got to worry about this and about this and about that. Will I have a job? Will I get sick and die? Will I get a stimulus check? Will the stock market rebound? Will the Huskers ever play? We don't know what to be worried about. And so we are just anxious about everything. Jesus teaches us that we need to be a little bit more like the birds and the flowers. They know their identity and they're quite content. You know, one of the things that I've had the opportunity to do, especially these last 6 months, is go to the grocery store by myself. All right? Yeah. And when I'm in the grocery store, you know One thing that I have never noticed, I don't think I've ever noticed this in my entire life, but I certainly have not noticed this in the last 6 months. I have not noticed any sparrows or robins or blackbirds or finches lined up with their grocery carts because they're afraid they're going to run out of grain or toilet paper. Recently, was in Minnesota for the wedding of a former vicar. Driving up and driving back, I did not see one single bird on a tractor or in a combine gathering up their harvest for the bins because it's going to be a long winter. Are they going to starve? No. The Lord will take care of them. The Lord knows what you need, and He promises to provide. He teaches us, give us this day our daily bread. Luther teaches us what daily bread is. Now, listen very carefully to these words from Luther. Luther's words that you probably memorized at some point in time along the way. Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body. Everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a faithful husband, a faithful wife, faithful workers, faithful children, devout and faithful rulers. Less than 50 days away, folks. Good government. Good weather. Peace, health, self-control, a good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. The list cannot even be completed because God's giving of gifts goes on and on and on. What are you anxious about? Are you anxious about the upcoming election? What are you anxious about? Are you anxious about the Supreme Court? What are you anxious about? Are you anxious about getting another stimulus check? What are you anxious about? Are you anxious about a vaccine? My friends, our fixated worry is sin. Jesus has diagnosed it. Our worry is an indicator that we do not believe God will take care of us. That God will give us everything we need to support this body and life. Does that mean we don't go to work? Of course not. Does that mean we don't pay attention to the things going on in our world or in government or in politics? Certainly not. Does that mean we don't participate in the process? Well, of course we do. But we don't obsess over it. We don't worry about it. We don't make ourselves sick over it. Jesus says, how many of you, by being anxious, have added a single minute to your life? You know you haven't. In fact, you've probably taken away some of your life because of the stress and the worry and internal turmoil that your worry causes. Jesus exposes us and lays us bare. And He says, worry is sin. Your idols, your false idols, are a waste of time. Your idols will crack and crumble and fail under the weight that you and I put on them. They cannot stand. My friends, it's surgery time. We've put it off for far too long. Our great physician of body and soul not only exposes our sinful, idolatrous heart, he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things will be added to you. The answer, the antidote, the cure for our sinful, idolatrous heart is the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God that he freely gives. If we can trust Jesus to take care of our greatest need, the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life, we can certainly take him at his word that he will give us what we need to support this body and life. My friends, that's why Jesus came into this world, this sin-sick world. He came in to usher in his kingdom. Remember what Jesus said? You search for the kingdom of God, it is among you. God in the flesh making his dwelling right here, right now, for us. Jesus, God in the flesh, the King of Kings, taking up flesh and blood for us and for our salvation. Jesus enters into our sinful world, not to conform to the culture, but to overcome it by his perfect life, his obedient death, and his glorious resurrection. Jesus, the only righteous one, goes to an old rugged cross, bleeding and dying for all of our idolatrous thoughts, words, and deeds. He purifies our sin-sick heart, and he gives us a new heart. A heart transplant, if you will. A heart that is alive, alive, alive in Jesus Christ, clinging to him, to his life, his death, his resurrection, his forgiveness. My friends, today Jesus says, don't worry. Don't worry. Cling to my word. Don't be anxious. Trust me. Trust me. I've taken care of your eternal problem. I've taken care of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Now, get rid of your idols. Trust me to take care of you day by day. Don't worry about tomorrow. When tomorrow comes, tomorrow will have its own issues. In other words, give us this day our daily bread. My friends, worry is a universal problem. Jesus is the universal answer. Cling to his word. Cling to his gifts. And don't worship them. But rejoice in our gift giver God, who has given you new life in his name. My friends, may God grant it to each of us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Having heard the word of God, we are bold to sing and rejoice in the new heart that he gives us. We sing our offertory. Please stand.
God's service to us continues with the prayer of the church. In addition to the prayer requests listed in our bulletin, we have several additional ones. We rejoice with the Poppy family at the birth of Cade Paul Poppy to Clint Poppy Jr. and his wife. We pray for Daryl Travis, who's been dealing with some health issues. We pray for Lynn Hang, awaiting a surgery. And we pray for Kathy Steinhauser, mother of Justin Steinhauser, in hospice care. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs, responding, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, be gracious to us, your baptized children, for temptations and anxieties surround us. Gladden our souls with the good news of your Son's perfect life and sacrificial death for our salvation. Strengthen us in the faith and fill us with your Spirit, that we might trust in you for all things, temporal and eternal. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, show your abundant mercy to all of those whom you have called to preach Christ and him crucified. According to your gracious will, grant faithful pastors to all vacant congregations and restore to service those pastors without a congregation to serve. Be with all the congregations dealing with difficulty as a result of this pandemic. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, grant opportunities for honest and faithful labor to all people, especially to those who are unemployed or underemployed. And give all of us contentment and joy as we carry out our daily tasks. Calm our hearts, which have been worried by all the things going around us, and give us peace that only your Son can give. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, grant wisdom to the President, the Congress, and the Supreme Court of the United States, to our governor and our legislators, our mayor, city council members, and to the rulers of the world, that they would seek peace, promote life, and protect the weakest among us. Guard and protect those who serve in our armed forces and emergency services, that they may serve with integrity and return home safely. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, give ear to our prayers for the sick, the suffering, the lonely, the shut-in, the depressed, the dying, and all of those in any sort of need, including those from our own congregation, Barb, Roger, Jared, Adeline, Marta, Lauren, Kelly, Lynn, Mildred, Brenda, Jim, Lynn, Kathy, Daryl, and all others whom we name in our hearts. Be merciful and gracious to them and strengthen them in their trials. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, grant that all who partake of your Son's body and blood in the fellowship of this altar today would do so in repentance and faith and to their abundant blessing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you are the giver of all good things, and we praise and bless you for giving a new son to Clint Poppy Jr. and his family, Cade Paul Poppy. Bless Cade and his mother, bring Cade safely to the waters of holy baptism, and send your word to his ear, that he may always trust and look to you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our service continues on page 194 with the service of the sacrament.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen. Amen.
We stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with us.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated for our closing hymn, hymn 601, All Who Believe and Are Baptized.
And welcome in the name of Jesus. Just a couple of quick announcements. If you didn't get the Good Shepherd news and notes when you came in, make sure you grab a set on the way out. all the activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead. And things are picking up and getting more and more back to normal. Thanks be to God for that. Thanks for the choir for enhancing our worship today. And we look forward to more of those liturgical additions in the future. You're all invited for coffee and a study of God's Word in the fellowship hall. We have the tables all set up socially distant. If we need more room, we've got a couple of the Sunday schools set up with closed circuit TV as well. Also, our Sunday morning Bible study in the fellowship is also being broadcast on YouTube. If you're watching at home, you may have to log out and then log back in for the Bible study time, but Bible study is available on the YouTube channel as well. We'll continue our look at worship in general and specifically why Lutherans worship as we worship. And today we'll continue our look at worship in the temple. Worship in the temple. Family Bible study, you're all invited. Sit at the tables and it's been going great. We'll figure it out. It was awesome to be back at the communion rail today. If you have any questions about that, talk to one of the pastors or the elders. But it seemed to go very, very well and very, very smoothly. So thanks for that as well. Our mission offering for the month is for humanitarian relief for the people in Venezuela. Things are very, very difficult there right now, and that'll be our Bible study offering that we gather and also our focus for the month of September. So remember the people of Venezuela in your hearts, and if you can, a financial contribution, we'll make sure that we get it to the right spot. Pastor?
Yeah, if any of the Sunday school age kids want to come and sing before joining your family in the family Bible study, that will meet right here after we dismiss. Also, college students, beginning next Sunday at 7 p.m. at the district office, we'll have our college Bible study get started. In the email this week, there'll be a map that shows you where to park, where to enter the parking lot, where to enter the building, and some of those details, and so watch for that in your email this week. But next week, 7 o'clock, the district office in Seward, Nebraska, college Bible study will start.
Okay, very good. The ushers, elders will dismiss you from the back to the front. If you're going to Bible study, just go straight over there. If you want to stand around and visit a little bit, that's fine. Please do it outside, and then we won't get too coagulated in the back. I think that's all. Have a great day and week in the Lord. Don't worry. Amen.